take you home.
KAYTFM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB and KQJOFM 99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
We worship you because of who you are. Provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're reigning victory, Jehovah Shiloh.
Father, we worship you because of who you are. You are mighty God and eternal God and everlasting God. You're God who declared all things, and for that, Lord God, we submit ourselves to you in spirit as well as in truth. You saw this day, Lord God, from the very foundation of the world. You empowered, you promoted, and you uplifted those who are yours. And now, Lord God, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now look down upon this thy servant. Fill me, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we ask, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, to those of you that are visiting with us this morning, and those that are watching us as we stream live, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from 1 Thessalonians. Fifth chapter. 1 Thessalonians, the fifth chapter, verses 12 through about 15. 1 Thessalonians, fifth chapter, verses 12 through 15. When you found it, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but every fellow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use a topic. Developing a Christ-like behavior. Developing a Christ-like behavior. I thought about this over the time I was in Dallas. I wrestled with what God wanted me to say. But I understood that God has a purpose and a plan for everything that we were experiencing in this world, in this dispensation, and everything that we are about to encounter as we migrate towards the power and the presence of the Lord. It is not an accident that the Lord is embracing the fellowship that we have with one another. It is not an accident that the Lord is drawing us to a covenant relationship with Him. It is by His divine providence that we are able to rejoice even in the midst of difficult and unusual days and unusual time. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And so the Lord is talking to a people today. He's talking to a nation that will hear or that will reject His words. And so God is simply asking a divine question. Do you hear my words? Developing a Christ-like behavior. When we think about that word developing or to develop, it means to grow or to mature. It means to change from the way you are to a method of where the Lord desires for you to be. When we grow, when we develop, we are no longer the way we used to be, but we're changing into what God desires for us to be. Speak, Lord. We are maturing. No longer are we babes in Christ. No longer are we separating ourselves from one another, but we unite in brotherhood and communion as we begin to march toward the kingdom, proclaiming what God has established, affirmed, declared, and decreed for us to be as Christ-like. And so, we are evolving. We are changing. We are transforming from the way we were to the way that God wants us to be. And a Christ-like is exhibiting the qualities and characteristics like Jesus. Is there anybody who knows what Christ was like? What qualities are we demonstrating today that symbolizes what He was like? For certainly we live in a day and a time where we're seeing so many unusual things, but are we demonstrating the Christ-like attribute? That word attribute is nothing more than a likeness of a person. There are likeness as Christian that we should be demonstrating. And that likeness should be like Christ. If we are like Christ, we know what Christ came into this world to do. And then there's a behavior. And that behavior is the way one acts or conducts oneself. How are we acting today? Not your neighbor, but how are we acting today? Because this is personal. God is simply saying, I need to know how you act. I need to know how you treat one another. I need to know how you respond to those that are weak. I need to know how you respond to those that are hurting. I need to know how you are responding. If we are acting like Christ, how are we responding? Because there may come a day and a time when we may have to prove who we say we are like and not talk and say we are like Him. So how are we like? Are we embracing one another in fellowship and communion? Are we talking about one another, saying things behind their back? How are we acting? Is it Christ-like? John B. Watson is credited with defining the word behavior.
Atlanta B.F. Skinner further developed it by emphasizing the role of the environment in shaping behavior. Our daughter could tell us more about sociology and psychology. I'm a religion major, so therefore I'm not off into religion. I'm not off into psychology. But here were men talking about behavior. Isn't it amazing that God knew our behavior before we even got a behavior? Isn't it amazing that behaviors are learned? Behaviors is not something that you're born with. And so, in layman terms, the behavior is an action usually measured by commonly accepted standards. What standards are we seeing today that are baffling the way we operate as a nation, as a people? What standards are we seeing that we've now accepted as the norm, which is not standard but abnormal? When we deviate from those standards, our behavior changes. We no longer act like believers, but non-believers. My brothers and sisters, the standard concerning how we respond and treat one another is being challenged. And we see it visibly in the lack of respect for others. When we see people who were all created by God, and yet now we no longer can talk to each other, and we prefer war versus peace, we are no longer looking like our Creator. And we are seeing visibly the abusive languages, which is becoming a norm. People are insulting people every day. It's becoming a norm. We've become acceptable to that type of attitude and language, which can be damaging. I don't want my children and my grandchildren to think it's okay to call somebody out of their name just because we have power and authority. That's not okay. So where do we go from here? Jesus gave us the answers when he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Who is my neighbor? Have we lost contact of who our neighbor is? Have we lost who we say is our brother and sister? Have we lost that because they don't look like us? They don't worship like us? They don't have the same color that we have? Have we lost respect because they are not economically as affluent as some of us? Have we lost our being because we have lost our way? In John 13:35, Jesus said, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Can I become contemporary? Burt Bacharach and Hal Davis wrote, "What the world needs now is love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. We've lost that." And then the songwriter Ralph McDonald wrote, "Where is the love?" The Bible shares with us that God is love. And his love is with us every day, not just sometimes. Not for our convenience, but he loves us in spite of how we are and who we are. For God is no respecter of person.